Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on what's left of this Friday morning. I got a few texts to get to, but if you want to try to work one in, 251-343-0106. Pat, I didn't get to all his texts. Congrats, by the way. Hope everything goes great and no complications to your wife. My wife and I will be playing for all. Well, thank you. It's very kind for you to text, Pat. Anyway, joining us now, en route back to South Alabama. Well, he is in South Alabama, but en route to South Baldwin County, I suppose, is more appropriate. Our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. Good morning, Senator. How have you been?
I have been busy and working hard and glad to be back in Baldwin County and out of Montgomery. It has been, you know, just a busy couple of weeks, and this one really, you know, a lot of things coming to crescendo, if you will, with DEI and school choice and ballot harvesting and lottery and everything else. So a lot of activity going on.
Well, lay it on me. I mean, where are we on gambling? Now, you told me you're done with it, but what did y'all leave us with, and what's the next chapter?
Good question. So the Senate has passed a lottery bill that will give the people a right to vote on a paper lottery. The Senate has passed a piece of legislation that puts significant enforcement measures over the existing authorized, mutual, paramutual wagering facilities around the state. So those are the greens, lounges, and the racetracks and all of them. So that's if it was there before and authorized under the Constitution, it's still there, but it isn't moving, and it probably isn't getting any bigger. And then taxed that as well. And so those are the broad strokes that are in that bill. So lottery only, paper lottery, really making sure that nothing else that is currently going on in the state moves anywhere. That includes, for your listeners, anything in Baldwin County. There's nothing coming to Baldwin County. That's now the constitutional amendment limiting Porch Creek to what they have right now and nothing more. And even if something else comes into the trust land, we put an amendment on there that said it had to be trust land as of February of this year, which is, of course, already passed. So we are safe and sound in Baldwin County.
So translation, OWA is not trust land, and should it become trust land, it won't be eligible for gambling under a compact, right?
That is correct. That is correct. Now, the bill does still allow the governor to negotiate a compact. It just puts restrictions on that. Before, the governor had broad authority to negotiate a compact without restrictions. And now, if she does negotiate that compact, it will be with the restrictions to include that trust land language. So we are in a very good spot as it pertains to Baldwin County, and everybody can go vote on the lottery.
Yeah, so we get the up-down vote, but what remains is this. You still got to get to that pesky house, right? And then only then does this become the plan going forward.
Well, I was sitting with the House sponsor, Chris Blackshear, and with the chairman, Andy Witt, who both have put a ton of work into this legislation. And, of course, I was sitting with him on the floor yesterday as we worked through this legislation and talking about it. And you know, I think they were able to see and realize, and I talked in text with them last night as well, just how close the passage was of this legislation and what a fight, a negotiation this was. I mean, look, at the end of the day, both those that are in favor of gambling and those who are opposed to gambling can be happy with this bill. You get a right to vote on a lottery, but those that were favoring more tight controls and constraint of gambling win here too. So it was a very contentious debate, and members are absolutely exhausted. And I'll just simply say, I do not believe there is an appetite to continue to deal with this issue. I feel like we have a good product coming out of the Senate, and it's just not, we're ready to move on. And so we'll see how this progresses. Of course, the House has every right to want to negotiate more and go to conference. They got that right, that ability to look at what we've done. I would just encourage them to also look at just how contentious, hard-fought, and close the vote was, and realized that actions, you know, one way or the other on this matter, may have adverse consequences.
Do you think, I mean, we talk about this on occasion, you and I, but what changed between the last time the Senate took this up and now? I mean, different personalities and a lot of things there, obviously. But from your standpoint, what you would vote for, wouldn't vote for, I mean, that seems to have kind of changed depending on the circumstances and what the bill says. But the idea of just a lottery versus, okay, maybe we could do a little more with the casino licensing and all that, that's a pretty drastic change. Did you just kind of go with the chamber on this? Like, walk us through your personal process.
But look, my goals were simple. They were to get a clean lottery on the ballot for people to vote on. My constituents want to be able to do that, and it was to protect Baldwin County from the expansion of casinos, and really to protect the state from further expansion of casinos. Those were my goals. And so in order to achieve that, you have to look and see where are the votes? What do you add to the bill? What do you take away to the bill to get to the votes that we needed in order to gain passage? And that is what I did. That's what I've been working on for the last, you know, 4 weeks now, is getting to that point. And that resulted in a significantly different bill from what the House had passed. But this was a political calculation in some extent to get the number of votes that we needed in order to pass the bill. I had somebody ask me about sports betting this morning and why that wasn't included. And the simple answer was because it would have killed the bill, period. I mean, there's no point in talking about the policy part of it. It just would have meant the bill died instantly, for whatever reason. And so let's get what we can get. My goals, again, were lottery. We got that. My goal was, making sure we didn't expand casinos. We got that. Make sure we absolutely ironclad protected Baldwin County. We got that. And make sure we had a lot of road money, too. And there's a lot of that coming as well. And so I'm happy with all of those things.
Talk about the road money part of it. I mean, what do we see going on there?
So when we started talking about the split of the revenues, which admittedly are significantly reduced because the scope of the gambling is significantly reduced, the idea was that the legislature wanted to have control over as much of that money as possible, not surprisingly, right? So the road money is evenly split between the general fund and the education trust fund, and one of the things that I was a big proponent of was infrastructure, specifically roads and bridges. And so we modeled that language after what was in the Rebuild Alabama Act to say you had to spend a third of this money on actual roads and bridges, not overhead for ALDOT, not additional, you know, personnel or anything like that. Has to be spent on infrastructure, because at the end of the day, if we're going to do this, I did not want to leave money in the general fund budget for the expansion of Medicaid. I did not want to just continue to add money to the education trust fund budget, which has ballooned since my time in office. I wanted to actually be able to tell my constituents, hey, we have a lottery, but we also have more money for roads, which is a critical concern in Baldwin County.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program after a long, exhausting week in Montgomery. Talk to me a little about the IVF fix, that saga. How did that play out? I mean, that kind of got lost in a lot. I mean, we had an election on Tuesday. Obviously, we had the events last night. This was a big deal here. Walk us through that, too.
Well, it was a big deal. The Supreme Court, the Alabama Supreme Court, kind of threw us a curveball on with that ruling, and the legislature simply had to deal with it. I mean, you know, you have folks that are going through an IVF process right now that were very urgently in need of a legislative fix. You have folks that have used IVF in order to become pregnant and wanted to make sure that they preserved that ability moving forward. And look, Republicans are pro-life in Alabama, and vehemently so, and we want to assist, you know, folks that are having trouble conceiving naturally, to be able to conceive and have a baby. That doesn't get any more pro-life than that. You had, you know, some some folks at Mobile Infirmary get into some civil issues with how they handled some embryos. And you know, of course, you had some trial attorneys make hay out of that. And I understand, you know, they're going to do what they can do to get their clients as much money as possible. And that's what they did. And then you had the liberal media light their hair on fire over something that was nothing more than the need to clarify a centuries old statute. And so that's what we've done. And I think Alabama's in a good spot. The national media can put their hair out and get back to, you know, talking about some other nonsense. This was a 3-week issue in Alabama. It is fixed, and we are moving on.
Well, I don't know. The clinic there in Mobile not opening back up, according to the Lanyap report. I mean, is there any possibility you have to go back and do this either next session or later this session?
I think that clinic open back up has more to do with their own legal troubles that they are in than it does with policy in Alabama. And so I think you'll see other clinics open back up. That clinic in Mobile is how we got here. And I think their decision to not open back up has more to do, again, with their own legal matters than the policy.
Other things on the docket. We haven't talked about this a whole lot, but your Baldwin County colleague and that ethics bill that he's got. I think, given, like, in a normal world where we have like a 3-ring circus going on, this would get a lot more attention. But is that the next big fight, or did it just sort of come and go?
Look, I am no stranger to controversial issues, and I will applaud Representative Simpson for having the chutzpah to get in the middle of what is an infinitely controversial issue, of course, and has gained a lot of attention and ire. I think that his motives are good. It is a complicated issue. It is a hard issue, and it is coming towards the second half of a very long, hard legislative session already. And so I think it's fair to say that the Senate has not looked at this piece of legislation. We have been very focused on all of the other, you know, very conservative measures that we've taken up and have been pushing. And when and if this legislation comes upstairs, it will need a very long and hard look by the Senate, perhaps one that is long enough that it may not pass this session. But he started that work, and sometimes complex pieces of legislation take more than 1 year to pass.
Are you happy with the school choice final product?
I am thrilled that we are finally a pro school choice state, and I think that there has been good work done, hold on to your hats, by the governor's office on this issue, as well, of course, as the House and Senate sponsors, getting the education budget chairman not only on board, but to carry the legislation was a very smart political move by the governor. She deserves a lot of credit for getting this done. I will also say, anybody that's been paying attention to this issue knows that the Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has absolutely been hammering on this issue forever and has been pushing and pushing and pushing and messaging on this issue. So he absolutely gets a lot of credit on this as well. So I'm thrilled with the legislation, and it's a good start. It's incremental, and so we will see how it works, how it doesn't work, what the impacts are. It will need to be adjusted as time goes on, but I do not think it's going to kill public education. My kids will continue to go to public schools, which are great in Baldwin County, great in Orange Beach, and great in Gulf Shores. And I think most kids will stay right where they are, but kids that have some special talent or are in some sort of, you know, weird social issue that are dealing with bullying or need some other accommodation finally have a choice to go to, you know, go meet their needs where they are, and parents to make that decision instead of being stuck, you know, based on their feeder pattern and geography. They've got a choice, and I think that's fantastic for Alabama kids and Alabama parents.
The finally, Senator, we'll wrap it up on this. We're only to the halfway point. What What on earth is left? I mean, especially like when things really get crazy after you guys get the budgets done. What does the second half of this year look like?
So you've seen very few local bills pass so far, and there are a lot of them that are you know, finished advertising or finished advertising last week that will come to a head. Of course, I have one that deals with adding a fifth commissioner and chairman to the Baldwin County Commission, which I think is crucial for the governance of Baldwin County. We can talk more about that as we move forward. I also introduced my colleagues after this long, you know, day-long debate on gambling to a tiny little 525-page piece of legislation that completely redoes occupational licensing boards and the administrative functions of those boards in Alabama. So they're, you know, we're gonna work through that legislation. I'm proud to say again, the governor is on board and has been working with me on that legislation in her office, and we're gonna work together on getting that done. It is a good government bill. You know, the fun, exciting, you know, headline grabbing, you know, pieces of legislation may have moved beyond us, but there is still a long, hard slog of good governance legislation ahead of us, and that's where we'll be focused the second half of the session.
Well, Senator, we will leave it there. Safe travels on your short journey back to Josephine, but thanks for making time for us.
You got it, Jeff. Good luck to you and your family. Next week, we'll be thinking about you.
Thank you. You're very, very kind. State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Don't tell me I've nothing to do.